Village. The Kravitz School Board to order on Wednesday, December 17th. Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Grandal here. Gracie?
Here.
Idwell?
Here.
Cherry?
Here.
Hanson?
Here.
Duchesne is not here. Siebert?
Here.
All right. Number four, approval of the agenda.
I make a motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number five, consider motion to approve consent agenda.
And I'll make that motion. And under donations, we have $10,022.58 from Jack Nolan and $507.15 from the Wisconsin State Knights of Columbus. And I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the November 19th, 2025 meeting. General fund vouchers 252-600093 through 252-600110 for $17,995.62. Check numbers 110072 through 110225 for $488,280.77. Wire transfers 202-500-068 through 202-500-080 for $208,641.95. There were no voids, and the total for all the checks were $714,918.34.
Motion by Lyle.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. All right. Public input. So we'll go in order. Justin?
Justin Pujic. Tonight I want to talk about the word significant. Some 2,000 years ago, a man was tortured, nailed to a cross, and murdered in front of an audience. It was a spectacle that was meant to be a humiliating execution. That execution was ordered by a government who became uncomfortable with the subject matter this man would talk about in public. The government officials did not like or agree with his public comments, so they murdered him to shut him up and to set an example. On the day of his execution, it appeared as if his mandate had failed, but 3 days later, everything changed. 3 days later, another event took place that suddenly became the most significant event in the course of human history. So significant that 2,000 years later, people would be studying his life and reading every recorded word that he spoke. Suddenly, the words he spoke to his 12 best friends took on a new meaning. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Nobody understood those words at the time, but afterwards the meaning revealed itself. This man turned defeat and humiliation into the most significant historic event of all time. Without this man, there would be no Christmas. Moving forward to a present-day man, the musical artist John Rich from Big and Rich recently did an interview with Tucker Carlson. In the interview, he admitted that he learned there is a huge difference between success and significance. John Rich wrote endless hits and sold millions of records and filled arenas. Yet he realized that ultimately none of that success translated to significance. Upon realizing this, he has realigned his values to pursue significance. I encourage you to look up that recent interview. As a school, we can apply for awards, strive for notoriety, and pamper our egos, and it feels good to achieve success. But what happens when we realize success doesn't mean significance? We need to understand what John Rich now understands. I believe it is time for Kravitz to put the word public back into Kravitz Public School. That would be significant. I believe it is time for the school board to represent the community and the parents that elected them. That would be significant. It is time to discontinue the propaganda war against your community and own up for your shortcomings. And it is long overdue for our administration to make decisions based on values and principles and not self-interest. That would be significant. And one more thing. Sarah Roman and Rebecca Zilgus are running for school board. And in 3.5 short months, when this community elects both of them to our school board, that will be incredibly significant.
All right, next, Tony.
I was very pleased and excited to see that we had two students, a young man and a young lady, scored their 1,000th point in basketball. It was so awesome. It's not too often that you have two students from the same school system doing that, especially that we're such a small school. And I thought that was great. The other thing that I was very, very pleased to see is our kids, our students, are helping with the food pantry in getting bags and whatever jobs they have for them to help with our public. So I was very pleased to see that. I thought that was great. And I think it's wonderful that we have all these young ladies and gentlemen here from Mrs. Miller's class.
And her Mrs. class. Miller.
But anyway, that. And I wanted to wish you the board. You're not supposed to say Merry Christmas, so I'll say a good holiday season to all of you and to the general public. And I think you folks are doing a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I get a raise?
Kelly Stumbris.
Good evening. My name is Kelly Stumbris. I would like to invite everyone to stop in the gym after the meeting to check out the senior banners. There's a total of 16 this year for all the winter sports. That's the most I can ever remember. The photographer is Renee Zeitler, and the banners turned out very nice, and it's an impressive display.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, and I just have one thing I would like to say. As of today, the cost to the school district for the investigation and the things that have been going on for the last 10 months is a grand total of, as of today, there could be outstanding bills yet, $45,298.20 that we have spent on this investigation and in the last 10 months. To me, that is significant. That is a lot of money. That is a teacher. So, contrary to what some people believe, this board has done its due diligence. I'm proud of this board. I'm proud of what we have done. I'm proud of what we have withstood for the last 10 months. I've been an employee here. I've been a parent of 7 children who graduated from here. I stood when nobody else stood through COVID. I have a hard time believing in the claims that there is retaliation, because if there was going to ever be retaliation, it would have been against me and my child during COVID. I was very vocal, and I stood up against 50% of this community. So I am not going to say there is none, because you never say never. I would like us to put this behind us and move forward. We have a new year coming, and I think to do the best thing we can for students and for this community, we need to put this all behind us and move on. So I'm asking that we try to do this going forward and put our differences aside and work together. This is over and this is done. So moving on. Number 7, correspondence recognition.
All right. I have a few things. So first, a big thank you goes to Mr. Allard, Mr. Koffhammer, Music Boosters, Mrs. Dama, Mr. White, Mr. Richland, Mr. Payfield, as well as the elementary teaching staff that made the elementary Christmas concert, as well as the middle high school band and choir concerts, a huge success. As always, the crowds were large for both. We were scrambling to set up extra chairs the other night, and they're just fantastic. One other thing that I have, and I will pass around for the board to see, is that we received on Monday a correspondence from Mary Felskowski's office. So our state representative, state senate representative, and it reads, "Dear principal, staff, and students, I'd like to extend my sincere congratulations to Krivitz High School on being recognized by the Wisconsin Department of Instruction as a 2025 exemplary gap-closing school. Being selected for this recognition highlights your school's outstanding efforts to support student achievement, close opportunity gaps, and ensure that every student has the tools needed to succeed. The combination of strong academics, enriching extracurricular opportunities, and meaningful community partnerships truly reflects the values that make Krivitz High School such a special place. Your caring staff, engaged students, and supportive families continue to set an example for schools across the state. Congratulations again on this well-deserved honor, and best wishes for continued success in the years ahead. Best regards, Mary Falkowski. So, again, I will pass that around. The print-off, the second and third pages, are just the print-off from the DPI on what the award was. So, that is it for correspondence recognition.
All right, number eight, reports, administrative reports, and you have the next three, so feel free.
Mr. Byrne is going to do the high school one.
Oh, but never mind.
Yeah, so just two.
Oh, my goodness.
Just two. The school takes a holiday break from December 24th through January 5th for students and support staff. Teaching staff return. Sorry, you can give me a standing ovation for that. You're not, just kidding. Teaching staff do return January 2nd for teacher work day. Other staff, such as administration, office staff, and custodial staff, are scheduled to work, but many use PTO during this break. Board candidacy paperwork to appear on the spring ballot is due January 6th at 5 p.m. I looked it up, make sure I'm accurate on that. A reminder that the State Education Convention is January 21st through 23rd in Milwaukee. If you haven't already, let Jenny know if you plan to attend. Please do. And one other kind of part of business, policy 7230 states that the board approves gifts and donations that are made to the school of more than $250. If the board approves a donation, they need to acknowledge it at the school board meeting. Policy 0166.1 states that gifts and donations can be included in the consent agenda. So going forward, we will actually include donations and gifts in the financial report, and it'll be right at the bottom of what, like, Lyle reads for those being accepted and also serving as the acknowledgement. This is obviously different than what we have been doing, as in the past, we have never had the board approving those donations and gifts. It's been in policy. We have not been doing it. In the last update, there was a different update to the gifts and donations policy where I was like, oh, we need to be doing that. So just a heads up, it was a little bit different this month, but in the future it will be a part of the financial report. Those donations are also in the financial report, like in the actual, you know, registers that it gets deposited, so you can see it there, but they will be called out at the bottom of the financial report. And last, but certainly not least, I'd like to wish the board a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. That's what I got for that. That's mine. Mr. Burnt.
Mr. Burnt.
Yep. So, piggybacking on what Kelly said, I want to send out congratulations to the three bands and two choirs that performed on Monday night. We had a great crowd, and the performances were outstanding. I told both directors that they did a great job. Middle school, high school has experienced a Christmas dress-up this week, which is great. We need to throw some hitches into here, because otherwise we're like this. So we have 2 days left. Tomorrow is Santa's Helper, and Friday is cozy and comfort pajamas. School appropriate.
Yeah. Thanks for the clarification.
Yes.
I want to send out our congratulations to the high school varsity cheer team, taking first place last weekend at UW Eau Claire in their fire up cheer competition. So
congratulations, Kelly.
Thank you.
Good job.
And Leah.
Mm-hmm. And Bonnie mentioned the two students that we have that achieved 1,000 points, which is incredible.
But in two nights in a row, that's really, yeah. I mean, to have two active students score in the 1,000-point club is very rare, but they also achieved that on Thursday night and Friday night. So the girl is a junior and the boy is a senior, but just fantastic.
Or a junior.
Very fantastic achievement.
Yes, so, it is outstanding. On December 3rd, Mrs. Graves and I took the sophomore kids up to Osaki to observe the NWTC setup that they have there. And I'm very familiar with that up there, being up there for 3 years. But that Northwoods Academy is a great opportunity for these kids for dual credit as juniors and seniors, going either into the automotive, welding, entrepreneurship, nursing assistant, or information technology. Part of the problem I see always, and I experienced it when I was up in Pembine, is that parents don't realize what a great opportunity is for them. They never had it. We never had it growing up. But to have the kids go there and do that and graduate with that dual credit and come out and almost even go into the working force. Marinette Marine, Witz Auto, both of them are looking for auto techs and things like that. So I highly encourage your middle school students here, when you get to be a sophomore and you visit it up there, think about it seriously, because there's great opportunity for you there. 12 accounting students, one competed in a competition in finance and investment at UWGB. They competed against schools like Pembine, Ashwaubenon, Preble, Ashwaubenon, DePere, Green Bay Southwest. Our kids did very well, not to the top level where she wanted them to be, but obviously it was a great experience for them. And then today our HiQ team did a dry run through at UW Marinette campus, so we're excited for HiQ coming up. That's what
awesome.
I have.
Thank you. All right, Mrs. Robinson.
All right, elementary board notes. We had a holiday hall decorating contest at the elementary school, and the halls have never looked better. Each grade level or department chose a theme and went over and above with decorating. The halls were adorned with snowflakes, candy canes, Snoopy and Charlie Brown, The Nightmare Before Christmas, the North Pole and Northern Lights, Christmas trees, and gingerbread people. Congratulations to our first grade team who won with the theme Gingerbread Lane, and the special thanks to Mrs. Robinson for judging. I would like to congratulate Mr. Allard and Mr. Koffhammer for putting together two excellent Christmas concerts. There was the first through sixth grade concert was held Tuesday, December 9th, and the 4K and 5K concert was held Thursday, December 11th. Students did an amazing job at both concerts, and the hard work and dedication that was put into our music was put in by our music teachers did not go unnoticed. We are so proud of our student leadership committee for going above and beyond this month. Our amazing student leaders have been coming to school early to stand along the sidewalk during morning drop-off, greeting students and families with warm smiles, waves, and positive energy. Their kindness is helping everyone start their day with joy, connection, and a sense of community. Huge thank you to these student leaders for modeling what it means to lead with heart. And finally, we are excited to recognize and honor math interventionist Troy Grzynski as our Exceptional Staff Member of the Month for the month of November. Mr. Grzynski was nominated for always going out of his way to be helpful and kind. He brings a calm presence to our building and is extremely dedicated to helping students understand math. Thank you, Mr. G.
That's it?
Yeah, I can stop talking for a little
Mr.
bit now.
White.
Well, in case you haven't heard, there was a couple of Christmas programs. My staff and I assisted with the setup for the elementary Christmas program held in the middle high school gymnasium on Tuesday, December 9th. This includes placing more than 500 folding chairs to accommodate students, staff, and guests. And in addition, on Monday, December 15th, we also set up seating in the auditorium for the middle high school Christmas concert, and I understand they were a success. This week, additional demolition work was completed on the third floor of the elementary school as part of the preparation for the upcoming renovations. This work is progressing as planned. Required asbestos abatement related to the renovations will be conducted during the Christmas break to minimize disruption to students and staff. And thank you, Mrs. Payfield, for moving your office out there. Lastly, to remain in compliance with the Wisconsin School Safety Act number 143, school violence response or lockdown drills were conducted at each building on Tuesday, December 9th. Act 143 requires that these drills be evaluated and that the evaluation be certified by the school district's governing body. Overall, staff and students did an excellent job following our established procedures, and any deficiencies or areas for improvement observed during these drills will be reviewed with staff, and appropriate corrective actions will be taken to strengthen our response procedures.
Right.
And Merry Christmas as well.
Sorry, I did have one thing to add to mine. I forgot about this. I've been in communication over the last couple of months, but just today have this nailed down, that our U.S. representative, Tony Weed, will actually be visiting our school one day next week. So we've been back and forth. He was trying to fit us in his schedule. Literally today said, okay, I have this date. When can we do it? So he's going to come in actually to a seventh grade civics class. So pretty exciting stuff, but just wanted to let the board know that that will be coming next week. So
awesome.
Yeah, very fun. Cool.
All right, Mr. Sherman.
All right, good evening. As I continue to work through the construction of our new website, the district homepage, and all three school sites are now complete, and I have begun working on the department-level pages. Once those are complete, I will have a limited number of pages left to build and migrate. Our site launch has been scheduled for Tuesday, December 30th, which is 2 weeks from yesterday. I recently met with Julie Pateville to find a solution to accept community ed payments online. With a few configuration changes to our existing online payment system, we can now accept payments through the same platform we already use for food service and school fees. And between other projects, we've been busy upgrading our virtual server systems to the latest server operating system to ensure our systems remain secure and up to date. Today, most have been upgraded and we only have 2 left. Upgrading systems like these is challenging as the processes must be completed during the weekend or outside business hours. Knock on wood, everything has gone well so far and I expect to get the remaining systems upgraded in the next couple of weeks. And finally, I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. All right. Last but not least, Mrs. Pateville.
Yep. Okay. Again, kind of a repeat here with the cheer teams. Congratulations to our cheer teams that competed at the UW Eau Claire's Fire Up Cheer Competition last Sunday, December 14th. The blue team, which is our 4th and 5th grade community ed youth cheer team, coached by Melinda Anderson and assisted by Kim Grzynski and Christy Kapitsky, took first place. The middle school team, coached by Olivia Cherry, and the high school team coached by Kelly Stumbers and Charlie Bolvin also took first place. It was a good first competition by all the teams, and they are now working to improve for the upcoming state competitions. So good job. We successfully completed the first of many CPR classes with a full class that included our staff, community members, and CYI staff. Thank you for investing in our staff and coaches. 2 additional classes are scheduled for January, and we will continue to schedule more moving forward. The K-pop dance team will perform at both the JV boys and girls games in January. This is for anyone in 4K through 6th grade. Sign-ups have begun, and practices will start right after Christmas break. A special thank you to Sally Witt for taking on this endeavor. I'm looking forward to watching these performances. Our Latin ballroom dance lessons are every Monday at 5:30 in the elementary cafeteria. We'll start back up after the holidays. We've teamed up with the Menominee group and plan to keep them going as long as there's interest. We also will be starting line dancing on Tuesdays in January, and we already have several people signed up, but there's also always room for more. All of our events are on break until January. This is a very busy time of year for everyone, and the pause will also allow me some time to regroup. January is already filling up quickly, and the plan is to keep our community active and engaged through the long winter months. During this downtime, I will be working on the CW Pay and Go style store and preparing the documents needed to begin accepting applications for the STEP, which is the Senior Tax Exchange Program in January.
Bless you.
I want to also wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. And thank you for all of your continued support.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, number 9, information discussion, a 2026-2027 school calendar.
Okay, in your packet, or attached to the agenda, is a proposed calendar for the next school year. This calendar, again, is affected by that referendum construction project. The proposed calendar has a delayed start date. This will allow an extra week for construction at both buildings. In order to push back the start date, but not push back the end of the school year date, I'm asking the board to approve a 1-year exception to the number of contract days for teachers. Contracts read teachers have 183 working days, or 184 for new teachers. This calendar includes 179 teacher days and 180 for new teachers. This calendar also has 2 fewer student days than is typically included in a school year. Because of our minutes per day, this still leaves more than 5 days of cushion for snow days without needing to make up anything. So if you look at the actual calendar, if you look at September, so state law reads that our schools cannot start before September 1st. So depending on when Labor Day starts, sometimes we start on September 1st, sometimes it's a little bit later, it's all different. That's why we had to apply for that exception or the waiver through DPI when we started in August this year. So in September of 2026, September 1st is a Tuesday. Most schools in the state will start on that September 1st because you get 4 days in before Labor Day weekend. If it's a Friday, sometimes even a Thursday, some schools won't start. So typically I would bring you this calendar and I would say, yep, we start on September 1st. What I'm asking is to move that back so we actually start on the Tuesday after Labor Day. This year we started 2 weeks early. We get out 2 weeks early to give the construction 2 weeks of working, like tearing out walls, doing all that stuff with no students in the building. Moving this start date back gives us another week. So that's 3 full weeks of that construction. No students in the building. They can do what they need to do. They can be loud. They can be messy. All of that stuff just to get more work done. So again, it does move it back. We have that September 8th. However, I don't want to go further. This is where I'm thinking of you guys. I don't want to go, that would then move back like 4 extra days. We would be going into like the second week of June. Nobody wants that, obviously. So in order to make that work, I did take out some of the teacher in-service days that we would have throughout the school year. So typically we have a teacher work day between semesters, which would be in January, that I took out. We also usually have a in-service day like the first week in April, took that out to just try to really pack in those days. Again, there are still less days than what is typical, so it would be the board approving this calendar would be also approving the less teacher contract days.
Do I have to sign all new contracts?
No. This will be reflected in when the contracts come out for next school year. So we will do that. No. You don't have to change the current contracts. That'll be next year's contract. So, but just know that it does reduce the number of teacher days. The student days isn't anything. That's just like what we've always done. And we obviously have to meet the total number of minutes that DPI requires. We have pretty long school days. We don't come close on the snow day part, even on some really, really, my first year as principal, so the 2018-19 school year, we came somewhat close, but we had a lot of snow. I mean, I don't really want to put a number to it, but it's a lot. Like, it's like 8 plus some early releases. Or
year?
Yeah, I don't, you never know. Nope. And so you want that cushion. Nobody wants to make up extra time. But because we have so much time built into the calendar, I do feel comfortable with cutting the, like I said, the 2 less student days, and I still feel comfortable where I don't feel like we will. I mean, it would have to be a pretty extreme weather year, and then even at that point, we could apply for an exception from DPI, but I don't think we would need to. So, any other questions on the calendar?
Me.
Yes.
What are the chances that we could get a full day on November 20th instead of a half a day?
So the Friday before hunting season?
Yeah.
It's not unheard of.
Is there a reason you're asking?
Because it's madness and crevice.
Traffic?
Yeah.
I'm just asking if there's a special, like...
It's crazy, rather have my kids home than in that mess, so...
I'm just trying to think, Chris and Lyle. We went to that half day because they usually the buses beat the mess.
It used to be a true half day. It was like literally the 11:30, like what the last day of school is.
They didn't serve lunch,
right? Yep. It was like what the last day of school was.
I just feel
it's
like
since
they,
changed
they
to a 2 hour early release,
and it's already.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it starts already on Wednesday.
Well, it's getting earlier and earlier.
I sit at my office and I see the cars coming in.
Then they're going to want, if you give them
Wednesday and Thursday, you know, it's just a lot.
There's,
because those are all crazy too.
So. Kim, to answer your question, there's no reason we can't. It's certainly the discretion of the board. If we did it on this calendar as proposed, obviously it'd be one less day for both students. Those minutes, you know, and teachers off their contract.
Just less a half a day, though.
What?
Just less a half a day.
So teachers, it would be a contract day, which that doesn't have a lot to do. For students, it is all of those. It actually goes by minutes.
Minutes, okay.
Hours, minutes. It's broken down both ways. So right now we go through 1:15 at the elementary school, 1:25 over at this building. So all of those minutes, whatever that is, from 8 o'clock till then, it would be less that many. Which, again, we do have a decent amount built in. This calendar has 2 less student days, you know, so yeah. it would it cuts it closer. I still don't think it would really be an issue, but again, it's certainly the discretion of the board, what you guys want.
Tom, do you get much from the bus drivers with the traffic?
We usually try to get the police out there to manage some of that.
Yeah.
We don't. How many would you... I know this is totally on the spot. How many...
sorry.
How many highway drop-offs would you estimate? Like
maybe five.
Yeah, on 141.
And not that that is the be-all, end-all. Those, I would say, would be the most dangerous during that time is the highway. And some of them are in town, but some of them are just north of town. Yeah. I know there's at least one or two. So that's where it's 55, right? I mean, that is where I would anticipate. So it's not a ton. But, yeah, again, it's a board discussion.
I just wonder about the buses, you know, getting out there.
We always coordinate with police. We reach out to the village police if they don't have anyone on, which on Friday before Thanksgiving they generally do. But between the village and the county, the biggest, they out here by McDonald's, and they'll direct traffic to get the buses out. But I'm not going to say that it's not... you know, busy and congested,
maybe
certainly.
Maybe not this year. Maybe we consider it next year.
Yeah. Okay.
I would agree with Kim on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, not this year with being a construction year. We're already kind of crammed for time.
Yeah. Okay. But something to consider for going forward.
I would definitely re-look at it.
Okay. I'm not opposed to that, working that into the calendar.
So. Or could we make that an in-service day?
What?
Or a teacher work day. I know. I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. you're outnumbered, Christine.
Okay, yeah, in the future, I will definitely keep that in mind and try to work some things around there.
Okay.
So, okay,
thanks.
Thank you. Yep.
All right, everybody good?
Yep.
All right, B, lockdown drill reports.
All right, lockdown drill reports are in your board packet. School safety drills done annually and reported to DOJ, as Tom said in his report. The drills conducted last week. Overall, the majority of the staff and students did as expected. Obviously, a few reminders needed to be, and, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. It's not the same people every time. Like, at the high school, it was in the tech ed area this time. Honestly, I think it's more like not being able to hear the drill, which is something we need to work through, because if it's not a drill and it's a real event, they need to be able to hear that and know what's going on. At the elementary school, you know, voice is heard in the 5K classroom. It's pretty hard to keep kindergartners quiet, you know, like, hey, come in this corner and close your mouth. Like, that's hard. But other again, honestly, there's 95% it was all good, exactly how they're supposed to do. Teachers are told they're supposed to teach with doors locked, but they can have them open so that when there is an incident, they can just pull them shut. So going through, they go through, they check all the doors, they look in, make sure that everyone's out of sight, that they can't be seen, that kind of stuff. So again, all of that for a large majority was exactly as it needed to be. Some of them needed some reminders or some things. So.
Question. Is the looking in part done by staff or police
brought in? No, for the lockdown drills, it is staff. So, like, principal, Mr. White, the maintenance staff, usually two at each building, walk around, kind of jiggle doors. It actually being in the classroom, it's a little,
but you're
it's a little
trained,
eerie.
You're all trained, right?
Yeah. It's a little eerie, you know, to like that, right? I mean, I don't know. I've been on the teacher side of it. Like, you know it's a drill but at the same time, just hearing the footsteps, hearing the jingling, like, oh, okay, like, are we all out, you know? Teachers themselves, I will say in the past, not for a while now, because I was actually teaching the year, during one of our in-services, we did a similar thing with law enforcement, and we actually had Marinette County Sheriff's Department here, and they actually fired off, like, the blank rounds in the building so that we knew what it sounded like from where we were. And I will say, like, I was in the north wing, and when they started firing out by the gym, it sounded like a locker shutting. Like, I would never have guessed that that's what it was. But again, hearing that in these halls, super eerie. I was in the north wing, fired off rounds in the north wing. Have that officer come to the door, jiggle it, like it. So that we did that in our own building that year. Maybe 5 years later or so, I was principal at the time, and our joint in-service in Wasaki did a similar thing where they fired off rounds from different parts of the building just to know what it sounds like, so that you can kind of just be like, was that a locker or was that something more, you know, how far away was that, what's going on? Because we follow a different system and we don't publicize our emergency operations plan, but we don't only do the lockdown. We run more of the run, hide, fight. So if you can get out of the building, you get out of the building. If you can't, you know, you hide, and if needed, you arm yourself to defend yourself with items in the rooms and stuff. So teachers are trained on all of that. So being able to hear something going on from far away and knowing, like, that could be not just a locker. So the teachers have run through some of those things, not with students. We have not run those with students. So, yep.
Anybody else? All right. C. Middle school history club.
All right, Mrs. Miller would like approval to add a history club. She has surveyed middle school students and found that they have a large interest, a large amount of interest in it. She's found that there are many art, essay, and project-based competitions students can enter in the area of history. So at this time, she would run the club during school hours. That makes it so it's not like a stipend base, but in the future, if it expands or does something more outside of the realm, it could develop into more. Mrs. Miller, I don't know if you want to say anything more about it.
That's exactly it. I was really happy with the amount of yeses I got. I was pleasantly surprised with how many responded back positively. I think the Patriots Pen had a lot to do with that. They get excited about the possibility, that money that came from the BFW. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's huge.
Uh-huh. Like
$400, $300. So there's a lot of those kind of things which excites them. And then even just historical things that they haven't learned about yet, but they're starting to get those interests and just want to do a little bit more. So had a lot of positive responses, so we'd just like to see where it goes.
You going to start it in January?
Sure.
Yeah.
What did she say? Yes.
Sure.
For February.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Questions?
I'll just add, I am totally geeking out over Tony Meekum, or like
you're fangirling.
It's super exciting. It was, you know, like we've been planning, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay, next week. And I was like, oh, gosh, okay. But Mrs. Miller already has kind of thrown together some ideas on how to do it. We were a little worried because he's coming at a time for like one class, but she worked it out that all the seventh graders are going to go into the library to all be able to like hear from him. So it's not a missed opportunity for any of the seventh graders. So it should be pretty cool. And seventh graders have civics, so it's all about government. So they've learned about all of that this school year, so super relevant to the curriculum.
All right, D, overnight cheer trips.
Okay, attached to your board agenda and in your packets is information about three upcoming overnight cheer trips. The teams are asking permission to take. High school has a state qualifier competition and state competition. Middle school has their state competition. I will let Kelly give any more details that she would like.
Much most of it. One for our junior high team, and then high school has the qualifier for state and then hopefully state. The state event is a two-day event this year also.
Are any of them, I didn't look closely enough, are any of them time out of school?
Yes. Yeah. We would be leaving early for both of the high school, and I don't have the time on my sheet here for the gem for the middle school. With the weather and the distance and the experiences we've had in the past.
Planning to get there earlier, the better. Yes. I hear you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. All right. Questions? All right. Let's see, items scheduled for action.
The food service can be, we do not have a food service employee at this time.
Okay, number two, substitute maintenance employee.
John Richland is recommended for approval as a substitute maintenance employee.
I'll make that motion. Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number three, substitute special education paraprofessional.
Tanya Williams is recommended for approval as a substitute special education paraprofessional. That's a mouthful.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Chris.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number four, short-term substitute teachers.
Maria Knippel and Alyssa Wenesheimer are recommended for approval as short-term substitute teachers.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Lyle.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 5, high school social studies student teacher.
Yep. Jason Donaldson is recommended for approval as a high school social studies student teacher. So he will be for second semester. So he will start with students January 5th for that second semester.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Caitlin.
Second.
Seconded by Chris. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Number 6, volunteers and chaperones.
List of volunteers and chaperones are included in your packet. You can choose to approve them individually or as a whole list.
I'll motion to approve the list.
Motion by Kim to approve the list.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Abstain.
Abstentions?
Thank you, Sunny.
Motion carried. He got a little reminder.
Abstained? Sunny abstained.
Oh.
I was going to remind him otherwise. to review the list again.
B, 2026-2027 school calendar.
The board is asked to approve the 2026-2027 school calendar.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Seconded
by Sunny. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. C, lockdown drill reports.
Board is asked to approve the December 9th, 2025 lockdown drill reports.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Kim.
Second.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. D, middle school history club.
Board is asked to approve the middle school history club creation.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Caitlin.
I'll second.
Seconded by Kim. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. E, overnight cheer trips.
Board is asked to approve the overnight cheer trips as presented earlier in the meeting.
I make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Lyle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Need motion to adjourn.
Make the motion.
Motion by Chris.
Thanks.
Seconded by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carried. Adjourned at 6:42.